Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today we're going to take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 10, and look at the first time that God was called the Messiah, or Jesus was called the Messiah. Let's take a look at this verse, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 10. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. From heaven he will thunder against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Those words were spoken by a woman named Hannah. And God wonderfully answered the prayer of Hannah. She had been unable to bear children, and in desperation she cried out to God. She made a vow that if God gave her a son, she would dedicate him to God in a special way. She conceived, gave birth to a son, and brought him to the tabernacle of God to live there and to be a young servant of God. Now, most mothers would think that that was a sad day, and you can be sure that there was some sadness in it all for Hannah. Yet more than sadness, she felt joy. And she used that occasion to pray a special song to God, one that began, "My heart rejoices in the Lord." That's in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. And throughout the song, she prays the God of Israel, who resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. She ended the song with this line, "He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." At that time, Israel did not have a king and didn't seem to want one. So when Hannah spoke of his king, she was looking ahead to the Messiah who would finally set all wrongs right. Without referring to him by name, Hannah looked forward to Jesus Christ because he is his anointed, as it's mentioned in verse 10. He is the anointed one of God the Father. This is the first place in the Bible where Jesus is referred to as the Messiah. Now, certainly isn't the first prophetic look forward to Jesus. That begins as early as Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, where Jesus was described as the seed of the woman who would crush the head of the serpent Satan. Still, Hannah's mention of Jesus is special because she had the honor of first referring to the conqueror of Genesis 3:15 as the Messiah to come. Our word anointed in English is the same as the Hebrew word Messiah and is the same as the ancient Greek word Christ. Later, David would call Jesus Messiah, as would Nathan, Ethan, Isaiah, Daniel, and other prophets in the Old Testament, as well as the apostles and the prophets of the New Testament. Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. We might say that Jesus is anointed as prophet, as priest, and as king. He is specially recognized and gifted and blessed by the Holy Spirit to be everything that he must be for the glory of God the Father and for the good of his people. All of this and more is wrapped up in the glorious title, Anointed. That is, Christ and Messiah. It's wonderful to think that that title was first used by a woman thanking God for answered prayer in the joy of dedicating something very precious to her unto him. Give thanks to God yourself today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.